Lopez wants it away.
And it's hit deep to left center. Andrew Jones on the run. This one has a chance. Home run by Piazza. And the Mets lead 3-2.
Very famous home run from Mets catcher Mike Piazza of, you know, in the days following the attacks.
Was the first sporting event in New York since September 11th.
That moment I've seen hundreds of times on just like most iconic sports moments, what have you. I have seen that a lot, and it always kind of, even if it's a little bit, it'll give me goosebumps. I'm not a Mets fan by any means, but that is a moment where it's like, oh, wow, that'll get you. 803-0550, the number to call. Zach Jones and Josh Mitt here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Coming up at 10:45, we will hear Sal Capaccio's interview with Bills head coach Sean McDermott, giving a bit of an injury update as we head into game day tomorrow night as the Bills will travel down to Miami to take on the Dolphins for Thursday night football. We'll then talk to Sal at 11 o'clock, and then we'll also get a look at the weather at 11:30 as Patrick Hammer will join the show. But we go back to the phone lines. We are, of course, talking about today, 9/11, over 20 years ago today. Both Twin Towers were attacked by terrorists. Both went down. And it is a moment in history that both me and Josh, while yes, we were alive for it, we were both guys now in our mid-20s and don't really have much of a memory about it. And it's, you know, as two young guys, I will always enjoy getting to hear other people's experiences. So I took a class in high school, World War II, and my teacher at the time, Mr. May, it was one of our projects, go speak to a World War II veteran and hear their story. And we wrote a piece on it. It was one of my favorite projects I've ever done in a time in high school where I hated doing work. And it was still something I just loved.
I was the same way with history. It's something that you, when you learn about other people doing these amazing things.
Oh yeah.
And hearing what they went through, like it's something that just kind of is very captivating. Mm-hmm. I mean, at least for me, that it doesn't make it feel like work. It makes it just feel like you're actually like learning something.
Yeah.
And that's the coolest part about, you know, when we get to see these stories is you mm-hmm. get to learn about these people that did amazing, incredible things on an awful day.
Yep. Let's go back to the phones here. We've got Sandy on the line. Sandy, good morning. How are we doing today?
Good morning to you. It's a memorable day, yes, for everybody. I had to share a story that I did. I was in the car business for like 45 years. I'm retired now. But I'll never forget, it was like September 1st is when they deliver all the brochures for all the new cars coming out. It was the Ford Focus. And I was just there, got all the boxes, put them in there. And after September 11th, wow, what a thing. Ford came there, and they grabbed every single brochure. And I go, why are you taking all the brochures? Well, I kept a box. And I opened up the box, and there was somebody sitting in the Ford Focus staring up mm-hmm. at the World Trade Center. And you could see the reflection in the sunglasses of the World Trade Center. And that's why they took them down. They took every single one of those brochures down. And I happened to keep a few for memorabilia. I'm going to send one to you guys so you have it. It's an incredible brochure to look at, just to see it. I get goosebumps, too, every time I see it. And when one of the police officers that were from Buffalo, New York, was down there, the car got demolished, and he brought me a piece of it. And I put a black leather trim all the way around it, and I had it framed. And it's just my memorabilia and something to keep me adapted to what's really going on. You know, I get goosebumps thinking about it right now.
And, yeah. You know, yeah, Sandy, thanks for the call, man. Yeah, and it keeps the memories alive. It does. And that is the thing. I mean, I brought up the Spider-Man example. I mean, that was the Twin Towers. I mean, the World Trade Center was the symbol of New York City at the time. Josh, I mean, you only really get that through historical context of hearing about it. But, like, yeah, that was the symbol. And so it makes sense that they all came back and go, we've got to change this. Makes sense. And yeah, that's the part that always kind of surprises me a little bit, of just how much the world did just change. I mean, just the next day, I know Jeremy and Joe talked about it too, of air travel or air traffic just stopping.
Well, yeah, the other thing that's, you always see the time lapse of the flight map from that morning. There's like hundreds of, if not thousands, of planes in the mm-hmm. air over the United States. And then within 30 minutes, they're all on the ground. And there's no planes on the flight map. It's crazy.
I don't even know. It couldn't have been like, you know, 2 weeks or whatever. But I've never like taken the time to like look up like when like flight travel actually started up again.
I think Jeremy said it was 24 hours something like that. But he wasn't even really sure either. But I know it was at least like a day or two.
But I know that's somebody I actually very much enjoyed flying. I just this summer I got to take my girlfriend on her first flight, and it was like genuinely I was very excited for it. But I could imagine, you know, people after that event too just swearing off flying, like, I'm done. And I would completely understand it. Like, for me, again, I don't have really any of those experiences. I fly down to Florida, you know, every other year. I flew down to Nashville this year. I'm going to Texas later this winter. I love flying. And I've never had to think about it because, well, it's never been something for me. But I can imagine for a lot of people that was a jarring day, especially if you were someone that traveled a lot and all of a sudden on a dime, everything stops. And you really don't get like much of an explanation because nobody really knows what's going on. It's developing stories. It's happening. So, of course, you're going to get people incredibly frustrated. They've got to be, you know, they're in Baltimore, but they've got to be in Houston by 4 o'clock or what have you. And everyone's freaking out. No one really knows what's going on. And even when the news is happening, it's still sort of, it feels surreal. I mean, we've had some of those moments in our lives that I've had that feeling of surrealism where you're just like, man, I am watching a moment in history, but am I? And then you're sort of almost grappling with just how much is this going to be remembered. It's a jarring feeling when you do sit down and sort of think about it. And somebody that, like myself, who is a history junkie, it can not be rattling, but definitely it sits with you. Let's go back to the phones. We've got Josh here on the line. Josh, how are we doing today?
Everything's today? Yeah, it's a somber, surreal day. I think you really nailed it there. For me, it was my senior year, Pioneer High School, and over there in Arcade. And I can remember my teacher, I was in chorus, Mrs. Miller, wheeling out the TV. And she was just crying even while she was, you know, bringing that TV into the chorus room. She's bawling. And I'm like, I can remember feeling like what, you know, it's surreal, I think is a great word that could describe it. But even on top of that, like that day, I can remember vividly because I was really into Pale Blue on Death, POD. If you remember, they had that song called Alive. And that album was called Satellite. It came out that day. And I can remember being like, I want to buy it, but I don't know if that's wrong. Like, am I wrong?
Yeah.
Buying this album?
Mm-hmm.
So I drove up to the city. I drove up to Best Buy. I bought it. It was really somber and weird and quiet. And I can just remember just that tension that was there for a long time. But even on top of that, like you guys were mentioning, the last caller called about the Ford Focus vehicles. It kind of reminded me of this band called Squad 5-0. If anybody wants to check it out, they had an album called Bombs Over Broadway. And before when the album came out, I think it was the year before what happened, it had two planes going down Broadway on the album cover, and they had to change it afterwards. But obviously it was like kind of a creepy, like, is this a prophecy or something?
Yeah, very ominous feeling.
Yep. So, yeah, I just wanted to share that again because you were saying all those different memories and stuff. It really, I mean, I'm a little shooken up right now. Just kind of reflecting back on it, and I appreciate you guys taking the time to talk about it today.
Yeah, Josh, thanks for the call, man. And I think you nailed something, too, that I don't think is often talked about is in a sense, almost returning to normal life. You mentioning going to, like, oh, I want to get a record today. Like, is that, like, a bad thing? And just, you know, not the same, but, you know, we're talking about living in historical events. January 6th, you know, the Capitol riots. I went to work later that day. And it felt weird. I worked at a car wash at the time, and I had my boss call me and was like, hey, are you honestly checking in? Like, are you cool to come in today? Checking, you know, making sure I'm okay, the whole thing. And I felt weird at the time answering it as positively it is. I was like, yeah, of course. I'll be in like an hour and a half. Like, why are you calling me? Like, I'm coming in. I had a good relationship with my boss. So, like, we were kind of giving it back to each other. But, like, I could, you know, as I'm then getting in my car to drive, and I'm like, oh, and I had the same feelings that Josh the caller just had there, where I'm like, is that bad on me? Like, should I maybe have said no? Should I have thought about it? It was weird. It was very weird. Not the I'm not comparing necessarily the two, but just I've had a similar experience of like, it feels kind of weird to go back to normal life, and especially the day of. But, you know, I think everyone does kind of return. It's just, you know, and that's what we're bringing up with the air traffic or, you know, and all the stuff. And I'm going to look that up in the next break. But if it was 24 hours, I would imagine people showing up the next day had a feeling of, why are we here? You know, or very much the tension as well. I think Josh nailed that word as well, the tension around everything. It is one of those things. I wish I had more cognitive thoughts. I mean, as a 3-4-year-old, we're barely forming memories. I think, well, we all start to form memories at about 3.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
But, there's a part of me that wishes I did have memories just because I am fascinated. I am interested in how the human mind works in situations like that, because it is something that is just captivating to me. Let's go back to the phones here before we take our next time out. We've got Mark on the line. Mark, how are we doing today? Mark, are you there? Mark is not there. That is a shame. Maybe we'll use this as a good transition to kind of move over. We are going to hear from Bills head coach Sean McDermott, his sit down with Sal Capaccio. I will tell you though, Josh, haven't mentioned the injury report yet for the Dolphins. Achan Mozart out again of practice yesterday. I don't know if it was a walkthrough. I want to ask Sal that at 11 because the asterisk was there for the Dolphins report. I don't know if they've done 2 straight walkthroughs. That would be a big miss for them, for a team that sort of just slogged their way through to ultimately a win over Jacksonville.
And those two players were big parts.
They're big parts of it. McDaniel comes from the Shanahan run scheme. We saw how that worked on Monday night.
Right.
McCaffrey may be the gear that gets the car, you know, going. But it's the Shanahan system that is like,
you can swap
them
out.
Yeah, I'm the car. And so I that's going to be something that I think is interesting. Oh, and we have news on that. Cameron Wolf is reporting. He's of NFL Network. Dolphins running back Raheem Mostert is out Thursday night against the Bills, while running back Devon Achane, an ankle injury, is more of a we'll see, could be a game time decision. That is per head coach Mike McDaniel. So, I mean, right there, one of the running backs is out. It is Raheem Mostert with a chest injury. Devon Achane seems to be a game time decision per head coach Mike McDaniel. And on that, we'll come back after a quick timeout and we'll get more from the Bills head coach Sean McDermott as he sat down with Sal Capaccio. We'll do that after a quick timeout. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, and this is WGR.